and Timothy Titus. And it says in another place, I don't know off the top of my head, but we'll get, you know, it says that let the, you know, if a woman have an unbelieving husband, actually I think it's in Corinthians, but by her faith and her chaste conversation, she might win him. Let's say a woman's been praying for her husband for years, 10, 15, 20 years, and she's been a believer, diligent, learning in the scriptures, becoming wise in the scriptures, following the scriptures, subjecting herself to her husband in humility, and that works on him in her prayers, and suddenly he's converted, but he doesn't know anything. In their home, it would be appropriate for her to instruct him in the word, not usurping his authority. Not to usurp authority as to be the instructor of him, but to share what she has been instructed of in Christ. Now, he also should go to church and learn. But I'm just saying, let's say his appetite is greater. And now here's where we really get. Now, you're going to agree with me if you haven't agreed with me yet. He asks her, commands her, teach me. I want to know more. Teach me. It comes from him. Not she comes to him, I'm going to teach you what's what. No. But he asks her, wife, your chaste conversation and godly behavior has won me to Christ. Now, I ask you, teach me all the things you know. That's the woman. Now, if she doesn't teach him, she disobeys him, and now she's not in subjection. See, the Holy Ghost, you got to use wisdom and understanding. You know what I mean? Is it right for a woman to disobey her husband if she commands him to teach her? Her to teach him. You know what I mean? Should she disobey him? Well, the word says now she's usurping authority because she knows better what the word says than he does. He commanded her to teach him. Again, this word is not to be taken in a legalistic way. And to where it prevents righteousness from happening. Paul would have never agreed to that. Let's say, you know, the church, no one's available to teach at all times, and he wants to learn every night. And there's no brethren available, and he asks her to do it. At home, you know, I mean, it's not in the church or anything, you know what I mean? He says, I suffer not a woman to teach, in order to usurp authority over the man. And what happens when a woman is teaching and has usurped? I'll tell you why. It's because there's no man who has not suffered it to be so. If there were men in that place, that's why we went to a church and my wife was like, well, there was a woman. And she was, I'm like, you don't understand, Katie. Even if that church didn't have a woman preacher, their whole denomination allows women preachers, and they would still be in the same error. You know what I mean? Because they suffer it to be so. And there's the whole thing is sin from beginning to end. And it's not just when a woman is teaching in the church. That's not, and it doesn't mean a woman can't necessarily, you know what I mean? It all has to be, you do it according to godliness and understand. It's not that a woman can never speak. A woman can prophesy, says you may all prophesy. And, what about singing and things like that? You know, again, he means silence in regards to instructing and being in authority over men. Now, here's the thing. It's like, don't hold them by a law. Hold them by the righteousness of God, which is in you, man. Meaning this. It shouldn't be if the man is there. Whenever women are in command, it's because men have absolutely failed. Because women, they would almost always rather have a guy doing it. I know there are certain women who are just beyond nature, and they are, they want to be men. And whenever a woman goes into authority, she starts acting like a man. It's inevitable. And I can tell you, because there's many differences between men and women. There are aspects of manhood which women want no part of. And they'll always point those out. You know, the things about men that they don't like. But they do want our power and authority at times. But it always comes with the other sinful things, and it's sinful. Adam was first formed, then Eve. And that is just, woman is secondary. It doesn't mean in a metaphysical sense that man is inherently worth more than a woman. That's not true. Jesus was very gracious with the women. But I don't see him, any of them, usurping authority over him or over any of his disciples or apostles, which were men. It's just the order that God... And again, it's not like... You know, people want to put a logical reason on it. Some things are the way they are just because God made it to be so that way. That certain people would have certain experiences as a man or as a woman. A man in being... You know, Jesus says, you know, the lords of the Gentiles lord it over each other. You know? And he didn't say it. I'm saying almost like Jesus was from Chicago, you know. The Gentiles lord it over one another, see. And he says, it shall not be so among you. Because whoever will be great among you must be your servant. And Jesus himself exemplified that. And it says the man, he's got to love his wife and serve her, as Christ did the church. And the women are subject themselves and to serve the man. So it's really a case of mutual service, but in its proper order. And see, that's the thing. It's like, when people want to overthrow this, it's just, there's a snare right there. They don't want to play their proper role. It doesn't mean women can't be important. God knows. Jesus put a great deal of importance on certain women, and so does Paul. In his epistles, he makes mention of many women who are of great value to him. I mean, I believe if it isn't in this 1 Timothy, where he mentions... Oh, Lord, I wish I remembered exactly, because it's been a while since I've been in Timothy, honestly. And like I said, I don't do a lot of... I only read the chapter I'm going to do ahead, and then I teach it. Because I've already studied to show myself approved in these things, and that doesn't mean I know everything yet. God only knows. But he mentions his grandmother... Oh... You know, from a child he has known the Holy Scriptures that are able to make him wise unto salvation. Now that was by his mother and his grandmother.